From investing and operations to sales, marketing, and revenue creation, we highlight real and raw advice from the actual industry leaders shaping the future of hospitality. We hope you enjoy the show, and more than anything, we hope you find value in what you hear today. My name is Joe Gray, and this is the Hotel Collective. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk about it's going to be a little bit of an interesting topic. I want to talk about kind of morals and values in hospitality. I think it's interesting to discuss this because I think that as an industry, we run into this issue a lot more than a lot of other industries. And they absolutely everyone runs into it. But I think people think of hotels and think they can get away with things in hotels. And I think that it's funny because they think that they can pay for a room and do whatever they want in that room. And the truth is that as a hotelier, you can refuse service to anyone you want. I'm sure many of you are aware of that. And so we've actually had a number of circumstances through the years where we've had to say no to groups, say no to clients that we thought were corporate clients but weren't actually. And we've just, even though they were willing to pay, right, we've had to say no on kind of like more so taking like a moral stance. And it's interesting because those situations have always played out for our good in the end. And that's what it's all about, I think. I think that people look at the short-term money and they think, oh, you know, well, I mean, they can do what they want. It's their choices. And I think it just comes down to, obviously, you're not trying to police everyone in every room. But I think that some people make it very known. And that's where you have to kind of look at them and take a step back and say, okay, is it about money or is it about building a good reputable business, right? Is it about morals and beliefs? And I'm just a big believer that if you settle for the money, let's say that there's some circumstance happening in your hotel, whether it's illegal or whether it's not illegal, sometimes it's just immoral. And you know about it and you're totally okay with it, especially like on an ongoing basis, and you're providing for it to occur, I just believe that eventually it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. Like I really do believe that eventually it's not going to be good in the end. And you may disagree with me on that. You may say, hey, people's business is people's business. I get it. But when I'm the one facilitating their business, then I think it becomes a little bit more my business. And I don't want to be a part of any sleazy stuff going on. And I think that it's smart to keep it that way because I think it makes all the other guests feel a lot more comfortable in your hotel. And I think everyone respects it because everyone knows things happen in hotels. And so I think everyone respects it when you handle it correctly, especially when it comes to the situations where people are very obviously doing things wrong and they're loud about it and they're obnoxious about it. And I think those circumstances are a little bit easier to be like, listen, we're not going to deal with this. But it is tempting sometimes, right? You got a big group, like, I'm not going to get into specifics with this group, but there was, when we first bought one of our properties, there was a big group and they would come every year. And we ended up finding out that for some reason, the prior owner thought that he needed their business, even though like it was during one of the busier times of the year anyways. And he was giving them like dirt cheap rates, which is really dumb. But he really thought that he needed their business. And we eventually realized, I pretty quickly realized we didn't want their business because of what they were doing. And I'm not going to get into specifics, but it was a big group for a few days. And it was just like we found out about it and we had to put the kibosh on it and just say, no, you're not going to do that here. And we ended up making a lot more money after that. And not only, and I believe that there's some good juju with that. And obviously everyone has their beliefs. I am religious, and so I believe that there's some, I believe that there's something to that as well. But I do think that it's interesting because we ended up making a lot more money after that during that time period because we said, no, we're not going to do this, because it wasn't something that we morally agreed with, and we didn't think it was moral, we didn't think it was ethical. And so I think that there are certain things where it's like, you know what, this is not right. This goes against what I believe, even though these people are willing to pay and there's value there. And I was kind of thinking more about this tonight because I was watching the movie Hitch. I don't know if you guys are they're familiar with the movie. It's an interesting movie though. And at one point this guy approaches him and he wants to hire him. The Hitch is like a date doctor, right? That's like his role in the movie. It's Will Smith. And it's kind of like a comedy. And this guy approaches him and he's like, oh, I want you to help me with this thing. And it very much so goes against what he believes in. And he says, that's not how I handle my business. He said that I don't help clients like that. And the guy in the scene, you can see him writing a check, right? Very wealthy guy, works on the, you know, in the movie, works on the New York Stock Exchange. And you can see him starting to write a check, and he just gets up and he walks away. And I think that to me, that's kind of cool. It's a big deal. And I think that there's, as an industry, if we can work on that, then hopefully we can change kind of the people's mindset around what they can get away with in hotels. Because a hotel should be a great place, an awesome place for vacations and for all the great things of life. And we definitely don't want to have in any brand, or whether that's high scale, low scale, whatever it is, we don't want to have that kind of a reputation for any hotel chain anywhere, right? Because it hurts business. Like if you have that kind of a reputation, and not just that kind of a reputation locally, it definitely hurts it locally, but on a national scale too, it just hurts business. And so I think it's best to try to run your property as ethically and morally as you can, right? And I understand that everyone's got different morals and stuff like that, but I think that there's a few things that are like, no, we all know that's not okay. And I think it's those things especially that you need to cut out, because if you don't, then reputations precede you. And I think that you won't feel as good about the business that you're creating, because we all want to do good in the world, right? And that's ultimately my goal, at least, is just to do good in the world and try to be as honest and good of a person as I can be. So something that's kind of been on my mind heavily lately, and you know, obviously we're not perfect, but we try. And we try to cut out anything that we see that you know isn't good. So anyways, I hope you guys can think about some things a little bit more, and I hope you enjoyed that one. I know that was a little bit heavier, but anyways, have a good rest of your day, everyone. Bye. If you've ever wondered if there's an easier way to do hotel sales, there is. Most people teach us to do office visits, do cold calls, drive around other hotels' parking lots late at night, yet we do none of these things and still produce incredible results for our clients. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, you can go to www.saleshop.io and sign up for a free trial today. After you sign up for the free trial, we'll send you to a page with a case study where you can see our process step by step. Thanks, everyone.